The Honorable Chief Justice and Justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now in open session pursuant to adjournment.
You may be seated. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are here this morning for the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. What will transpire is that the presenter will come to the podium, give a very brief statement as to why you are vouching for the applicant to be admitted to the bar. At that time, the name is called. If the applicant will stand at your seat while the presenter is talking about you. And then we will have the group come up of applicants, and the marshals will indicate where you will stand for the presentation, or excuse me, for the oath of office, which will be administered by Justice Pfeiffer. So the first presenter is Lisa Eliason on behalf of Jody Dawn Barr.
Good morning. My name is Lisa Eliason. My attorney registration number is 0039081.
We trust you.
All right. I'm Chief City Prosecutor for the City of Athens. I've been an attorney admitted to the practice of law in the state of Ohio since 1987. I'm presenting Mrs. Jody Barr. And Mrs. Barr has been admitted to the New York State Bar since 2003. In New York, she practiced real estate law and has been held in high repute by her clients. I've known her for a year and a half. I have personal knowledge that she is of good moral character and a proper person to be admitted to the bar of the state. I therefore recommend her. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeffrey Swillinger on behalf of David Paul Benedetto.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Jeffrey Swillinger. I'm a licensed attorney in the state of Ohio. I've been practicing 35 years. I'm very honored to present my colleague, David Benedetto, for your approval as an attorney in the state of Ohio. I've known David for over a year. He is a man of high ethical and professional values, and I think would be a great addition to our bar.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Lisa Thompson on behalf of Kevin Christopher Bolin.
May it please the court, good morning. My name is Lisa Thompson. I have been a prop member of the Bar of the State of Ohio for 17 years. It is my pleasure to introduce Kevin Bolin to this court and present him for admission. Mr. Bolin and I are proud graduates of Oberlin College, and while I've only known him personally for a few months, it is my understanding that he will make a fine addition to our bar. He is a person of high moral character and high ethical standards. He has been admitted to the bars in the states of Colorado and also North Carolina, where he was a practicing district attorney and also did benefits analysis. It is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Bolin. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert Willett on behalf of Edward John Baum. Or Braum, I'm sorry.
Good morning. My name is Rob Willett. I've been a member of the Ohio Bar for 23 years. I'm here to present Mr. Ed Braum. I met Ed 2 years ago on a transaction, was able to convince him and his family to relocate from New York to Ohio, and I think it would be a great addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Doug Cole on behalf of Sarah Rudolph Cole.
Good morning. May it please the court. I'm always pleased to have the opportunity to appear on behalf of clients in whom I very much believe, and this morning is probably the best example of that. I have the high honor and great privilege of moving the admission of Sarah Rudolph Cole to the Bar of Ohio. As the last name suggests, I've known her very well for a very long time. She's been a member of the Bar of Washington and Illinois. She's been on the faculty at Ohio State University for about 16 years now and is a nationally recognized expert in mediation alternative dispute resolution. She's really received alumni teaching awards and is, I think, got all the hallmarks of a great attorney: intelligence, intellectual curiosity, diligence, professionalism, and above all else, very ethical. I think she'd make a great addition to the bar, and I wholeheartedly move for admission. Thank you.
Thank you.
Should tell you to say
it was all pre-approved, yes.
Michael Hooper, on behalf of Elizabeth Elmore.
May it please the court, good morning. It is my distinct honor to move the admission of Elizabeth Elmore to the practice law in the great state of Ohio. She is currently a licensed member of the bar of the state of West Virginia and the state of Kentucky. She is currently the co-practice group leader for the Land and Natural Resource Practice Group of Jackson Kelly, and is also the leader of the Oil and Gas Industry Group. She is of the highest ethical and moral character, a great legal talent, and certainly would be an asset to this bar.
Thank you
very much.
Bethany Hunt, on behalf of Benjamin Holliday.
Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Bethany Hunt, and I've been an active member of the Ohio Bar since November 2011. It is my privilege to present to you today Benjamin Holliday. He has been he was admitted to the Texas Bar in 2006 and is also board certified in oil and gas law in Texas. Not only is he my boss, but he is my mentor. I have known him for 2 years. He is of the highest ethical standard and of the highest integrity.
Thank you. Michael O'Callaghan, on behalf of Sheila Kless. Is it Kless? Kless, okay.
Good morning, I'm Michael O'Callaghan. I've been a member of the bar since 1990. It's my pleasure this morning to present Sheila Kless for admission to the state of Ohio. Sheila, I've known for approximately a year. She joined my firm, Shoemaker, Lupin, Kendrick in 2014. Her specialty is public finance. Previously, she was admitted to the New York Bar in 1990, the Pennsylvania Bar in 2008, and the District of Columbia Bar in 2009. Our firm is fortunate to have her, and we think she'd be a great addition to the Bar of the State of Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian McLean, on behalf of David Kramer.
May it please the court. My name is Ryan McLean, and I've been a member of the Ohio Bar since 2008. I'm presenting David Victor Kramer. Mr. Kramer was a special justice on the Kentucky Supreme Court in 2008. He has been a member of the Kentucky Bar since 1983, and he also just completed his term on the Board of Governors of the Kentucky Bar Association. Mr. Kramer is a man of high integrity and moral character. I think he'd be a great addition to the bar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John Barron, on behalf of Patrick Martin.
Good morning, my name is John Barron. I'm the Deputy Executive Director and General Counsel for the Ohio Casino Control Commission. It is my distinct pleasure to recommend Patrick Martin for inclusion in the Ohio Bar. Patrick is a graduate of the University of Kansas and the University of Kansas Law School. While practicing in Kansas and Missouri, he worked for a large law firm and as the interim director and general counsel for the Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission. In its formative stages, the Ohio Casino Control Commission was fortunate to be able to recruit Patrick to Ohio to help us start Ohio's four casinos. In doing that, he has done a great job. He brings a wealth of experience and intelligence and work ethic. And beyond my mere words, the large contingent here supporting him today will back that up as well.
Thank you. Richard Klein, on behalf of Adam Miller.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the court, I'm pleased to move the admission of Adam Miller. I first met Adam 9 years ago when my daughter started law school, and Adam was a law student in Illinois. Adam's been admitted to the bar in Illinois for these past 5 years, and he and my daughter are now engaged, so I'm welcoming him to my family as well as to the family of lawyers in Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Christine Holmes, on behalf of Jeanette Eileen Oliver.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Christine Holmes. I've been admitted to the Ohio Bar since 1999. I'm here today to present my sister, Jeanette Oliver, for admission to the Ohio Bar. Jeanette's been an active attorney in Pennsylvania since 2005, practicing in litigation and energy law. I've known Jeanette, obviously, her whole life, and I can attest that she is a person of high moral and ethical character. I'm pleased to present her today.
Thank you. Redfield Hughes, on behalf of James O'Toole.
Thank you, Your Honor. If it pleases the court, my name's Brad Hughes, and I'm a partner at Porter Wright here in Columbus. I've been a member of the bar for 15 years in the state of Ohio. And I'm very happy today to be introducing James O'Toole, Jr. For admission to the bar of the state of Ohio. Mr. O'Toole is already admitted in the states of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and he hails from the Philadelphia office of Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney, which, as you may know, is a large national firm. Buchanan has about 500 attorneys and offices in almost a dozen states. I've enjoyed getting to know Mr. O'Toole in the last few weeks. His practice actually overlaps quite a bit with mine in energy and utility and environmental matters. Mr. O'Toole was named the co-chair of Buchanan's Energy and Environmental Practice Group, and he has been designated with the AV preeminent rating by Martindale Hubbell, which is the highest designation they bestow on attorneys, and I believe Mr. O'Toole would make a great addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thomas Switzer, on behalf of Glenn Howard Pickover.
May it please the court, I'm Tom Switzer of Columbus, Ohio. It's my honor today to present Glenn Pickover. Mr. Pickover is from that state up north. I guess for the record, I should say Michigan. He's licensed in Michigan and Wisconsin, has been admitted to practice in the United States District Courts of Michigan, Colorado, and the Eastern District of Wisconsin, as well as the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. I've served with Glenn for about a decade on the board of directors for the National Society of Professional Insurance Investigators, organization dedicated to fighting insurance fraud. He has great moral character, and he made a fine addition to the Court of Ohio.
Thank you. Scott Gutman, on behalf of Russell Streeter.
Good morning. My name is Scott Gutman, and I'm presenting Russell Streeter. Russell is a member in good standing of the Oklahoma Bar. We worked together for about 2.5 years, and I've known him for the past 3 years. During that time, I have no reason to question his moral character or his fitness to practice. I think he'd be a fine addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion for admission?
Move the admission of all of the applicants.
Hearing no objection, we will move forward with the administration of the oath, and that will be done by Justice Pfeiffer. Will the applicants please come forward, and the marshals will indicate where you are to stand to take the oath.
In the administration of the oath, I will use the word swear. However, if you prefer, you may substitute the word affirm. If you would raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, and state your name.
I, Russell Streeter.
Hereby swear. That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct.
I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court. I will conduct myself with dignity.
I will conduct myself with dignity.
And civility.
And civility.
And show respect toward judges.
And show respect toward judges.
Court staff.
Court staff.
Clients.
Clients,
fellow professionals, and all other persons.
I will honestly,
faithfully,
and
competently,
and competent.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the bar in Ohio. Marshall?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.